Wait.
It's running.
It's not running.
Dude, fuck, it's running.
I plugged it in.
I know you plugged it in and it's running.
Then why isn't it vibrating?
It doesn't vibrate.
Well, you told me it did.
It doesn't vibrate ever.
You told me to take it home
unless
and
somebody's
use it.
Calling on it.
You told me to take it home and use it late at night that it vibrates.
Oh, hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How you doing, man?
Good. Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah, Sleepless in Cialis. Thank you for being here. Thank you for just stopping by to just listen to what we have to say, because we're so glad that somebody wants to hear what we have to say.
Yeah, that's been a long haul.
Yeah. Some of it's great. Some of it's pointed. Some of it's bullshit. Some of it's nothing.
Well, now I know what incarceration is like. You know what
I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there's nobody. I've been talking to the walls all these years. Yeah. So
there's some well-educated walls about various things.
No, absolutely nothing. Because I'm not sure if I know what I know.
Well, how do you know if you know what you know?
I don't know if I know.
Wow, I don't know.
That's deep.
That brings up something I texted you yesterday.
What's that?
What was that line that...
From that rapper.
No, it wasn't a rapper.
Oh, what was it?
It was like a life coach.
That you don't know what other people are... If you don't know if that's what they're thinking about, you know?
Well, kind of, but not really. I don't think that's what it said. I think it was... fuck, I don't remember now.
Oh, shit.
Carry on. I'm going to look it up while we're talking.
Wait.
We don't want to look this up.
We're doing
it. Because it was kind of poignant.
Here at Sleepless in Cialis, we are working on a two-part series.
Yes, we are.
Yes. And the first one was called...
Emotional...
Vacancies.
Yeah.
Eroticism.
Yeah. Oh, Warren.
Yeah.
Warren.
So this is the second in a two-part series.
Here it is.
What? Okay.
I'm not who I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am.
This guy is thinking about too much about who he is.
No, we need to get away from that. But because it's very true. So, who should I be? I should be what I think I am. Whoa. But instead, I'm more concerned about not my concern, but I'm
not...
We
need to start smoking weed.
...thinking about who you think I am. What I'm thinking about is what I think you think I am.
Well, it's what I thought.
But that's not even right.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what you think I am.
Big
problem. Well, I know what you think I am. But most people, I don't know what they think I am.
You are. Yeah.
But still, that's my concern.
What are you
and
talking
about?
That's
what I'm trying to figure out.
You're chasing your tail right now.
Fuck you, Warren. This is very poignant.
I know, but the problem is, in our society, we are spending way too much time thinking about ourselves. Period.
Thinking about ourselves, but we're also thinking too hard about what other people think about us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think vanity and all these other issues are huge.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's causing a big sense of, you know, we talk a lot about our relationship, but I think so many men in this world, especially, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, have this huge facade built up.
Yes.
To protect themselves from anybody knowing who they really are.
Right. Yeah. But who benefits from me, my only concern being about what I think you think I am? Who benefits from
that? Nobody.
Other than big business.
Right.
It's the gross national product. A lot of it is based on what I think you think I am.
Right.
Because it's, if I go get this thing, I'm going to think you think more of me.
So I think marketing has manipulated us into thinking these things.
Yes. Because if I go and get that thing, what are you going to think of me? Oh, shit, I want that.
Yeah, I know.
So I can be like them. So then you go and get it. So they win. But we're on to looking for the next thing.
That's why I bought a Volkswagen.
You bought a Volkswagen because you're a cheap ass.
Well, no.
Let's face it.
It's a chick magnet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's got four doors. And the third row pulls down.
I think it's a chick magnet because it's more attractive having a lady watch you get out of that car than it was your former car.
Where I had to get my knees on the ground to stand up?
Yeah, because you're 112 years old when you're getting out of your old car. And this one, you're like a young man again.
I can actually stand up.
Yeah.
But the reality is, in our society, our major focus has become ourselves. Well, I think most people are more focused on what other people think about them than what they actually focus on, which should be taking care and being of service to other people.
Right.
And that's been a big downfall for all of us. You know, in the Blue Zones, they say one of the secrets to longevity is their mentality is being of service to others.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. You know, who do they help? How can they do it? You know, they take care of their elder. They take care of their children. They spend time together.
Yes.
They're not into this materialistic vanity of, you know, who's got the biggest boat and the fanciest car.
Right, and the biggest dick.
And the biggest, well, that ain't going to be us.
But so I believe that, like, where you're speaking from, it's, you know, this world hunger problem?
Right.
I fully believe that there is enough food on this planet to feed everybody.
60% of all produce harvested in the United States goes to the dump before it makes it to the market.
Right. But if we were more concerned about sharing and helping people,
that would not happen.
And a little less focus on ourselves, it's, I consume just a ridiculous amount of food.
Yeah. It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
We've become a very indulgent society.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
More is better.
Uh-huh.
Bigger is better.
Yeah. Well.
Well, that ain't gonna happen. I read something really interesting. You know me. If I read, it's like two sentences, and that's pretty good. And this was the statement about this whole thing, and it says, as your level of income increases, your level of giving should be consistent with that. So, but that's not true in our society.
The truth is it decreases.
It decreases. Uh-huh.
If you talk about percentages.
Yeah.
It decreases. Or you have your amount you give, and it just stays that way.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And you can make more, but it doesn't change.
It's almost like people feel like they're masturbating when they give $10 to, you know, Goodwill charities, you know. Uh-huh. I did it, and you're making $250,000 a year, and you give away $10? You know, I did it. I give away.
What's wrong with giving away $10?
No, but if that's like their only gift to help out other people.
Right.
And then the rest of the money goes to making themselves feel better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We've been taught in this society that by buying things for ourselves, that makes us feel better.
Right.
You know, and that's wrong.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And think about like in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
If we were less self-focused.
Right.
And actually like served people.
Right.
And help them, regardless of your position.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, my personal belief is that if you're a leader, you should be serving more than anybody.
Correct.
You need to be helping. You need to be encouraging. You need to be growing.
Supporting.
And it's, but we take this big boss attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And look at me, and I'm the shit. You have to do what I say.
That macho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that do?
It does nothing. It just belittles everybody.
Yeah. But if they know you're on their side, and if they know that you're helping them and supporting them and encouraging them, and that if they fuck up, you're there to pick it up and you're not going to like fire them.
Right.
Then how much harder are they going to work?
A hell of a lot, man.
Yeah. But they're also going to be happier. And shouldn't that be our focus? Because we need to remember that as leaders, when you take something into a workplace and you tell somebody something, in some form, that thing is going to transfer to their family, to their friends.
The ripple effect is huge.
Because it changes everybody.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and if we keep that foremost in our minds when we're dealing with somebody, and not just in the workplace, anybody, what we do has long-lasting effects on a person and their circle of influence.
Here's a point blank question.
Oh God, this should just be a beauty.
This is beauty. Is work purely about generating profit, or is it about a safe and happy workplace for your staff?
It's when on the surface and the initial concern is profit. It's money. Because you're paying everybody, they use that to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gist of everything.
Right.
But that needs to be one of the things. That can't be the sole driving purpose.
Okay.
Because when you make it the only reason for doing something and being in business, then you're missing the boat.
Right.
And you're not serving your people. You're not helping your people. And they're not growing.
Right.
They're just existing. And that's when, you know, because we've lost, in our society, we've lost careers. Mm-hmm. We've lost, things aren't a profession anymore. They're a job.
Because people are chasing money.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. They're not chasing passion.
Passion and knowledge and growth and those things. That's what makes us valuable.
Yeah.
But not just from a monetary stance. Because it helps everybody around us. And that's community. That's the whole thing. The gross national product, the everything we mm-hmm. do is about community.
Right.
And about the community as a whole benefiting. We have something to offer them.
Right.
And it's everybody has to live. So they do their thing, we do our thing, and I pay them, they pay us. It's kind of like a barter system, but we use this token called money.
Right.
To make it go around. And that token's valuable, but what's more important is relationships created and mm-hmm. and people substantiated and their families get fed and they have a place to stay
that's
and a
roof huge.
Over their head.
That's huge. Massive. Huge.
And I realize yeah. that my hand is knocking on the table, which is moving our microphones.
I love that. Yeah.
I don't.
This is a delicate studio. So in my workplace, we're kind of going through a transitional period where the workplace was about the livelihood of the team members, right?
Okay.
We were the gold.
Right.
And now they're shifting more into a more of a machine, you know, corporate type mentality.
That yeah. just sucks.
And that just changes, you know, the whole feeling is right. Completely different, mm-hmm. you know? Write them up. Follow this SOP. This is the way they're supposed to do it.
Right.
You know, versus, hey, let's invest, let's help, let's sure. love, let's take care of everybody.
Right.
And you know, just thinking about this whole societal thing with money being the greed, you know, I think when we lose sight of our people and of our teams mm-hmm. and we stop being of service to our teams, mm-hmm. I think we become machines at that point.
We do.
And you're no longer passionate.
It's not. And when our focus changes from... Because let's face it, we need our employees.
Right.
And when our focus changes to looking at them like they need us uh-huh. instead of we need them, that's when everything gets fucked up.
Right.
And we need... For, and
but we're
teams. Waiting. Let's talk about this term teams. I fucking hate that.
What
hate,
is that, man?
I hate corporate buzz terms.
Oh, yeah. Let All me reach stuff. Out to you.
Let me reach out to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Corporate culture. We need to create a culture. You can't create a fucking culture. You can change yourself in leadership.
Uh-huh.
If you're a person in leadership, if you change yourself, your culture changes.
Right.
But you just can't decide, this is what we're all going to be.
Right.
Because we're not. That's just stupid.
Right.
It's you have to fix who you are. You can't fix yourself as a
so
group.
So that's a beautiful statement right there. That's uh-huh. really powerful. And I think too oftentimes, you know, being in management or you know, and like yourself as well, oftentimes our staff members will create errors or something will go wrong or uh-huh. something's not right.
Right.
And the first thing, human nature, is we look at them.
Yeah, right? It's true. Yeah.
But we need to look at ourselves and uh-huh. say, hey, what are we doing wrong?
Yes.
Right?
Where didn't we teach them? Where didn't we
yeah.
train them? Where didn't we help them grow? And it's... But we need to keep that mindset when they do mess up.
Uh-huh.
And not come down on them so hard.
Yeah.
You know, let them know, hey, you messed up. And learn from this. Instead of, I'm going to write you up.
Yeah.
You're just a horrible person. You're awful at what you do. Bullshit.
Yep.
I'm going to help you get better.
Societally, we think of ourselves, right? We're focused on ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Number one. So when somebody doesn't meet your expectations, they fucked up. They did the wrong thing.
Well, yeah.
Right?
And it's do we ever want to point the finger at ourselves?
No.
We want to point it at somebody else.
Yes. And yeah. I learned a long time ago as an educator that when you give a class to give a test to a group of students
uh-huh.
and the students fail the test,
uh-huh.
it's not the students.
It's the teaching.
It's the teaching.
And the teacher.
Yes. So you need to go back. Number one is to assess yourself, honestly.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think we do that.
We don't.
Yeah.
No. And it's, God, is it more prevalent than in the American school system?
It's absolutely no. huge,
this
man.
Is, first, we're playing down to the lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you learn differently than I do.
Yeah.
Any question in that?
No.
So why does everybody have to learn the same way? And why not, like, the group of kids who learn a certain way go to this class?
Yeah.
And these group of kids go to this class.
That's a huge issue. It's a huge... So, as a child, you know, obviously, it's highly evident that I do have a touch of ADHD. No. And as a child, this is back in the 80s, they hadn't invented the term ADHD yet.
Right.
Right? It was called LDD, learning disabled.
Right.
Right? So, they pulled myself and my parents to the side, and they said, you know, your son is learning disabled, and he'll never be able to function, and he's not going to make it. And so, what that did to myself...
They were pretty much right.
Yeah, they were right.
You made it, somehow. But the ability to function is what I'm questioning.
Yeah, that's not. But you know what? What that does to a person's self-esteem at that age, that kind of sets the precedence of who you are.
Sure, it does.
And now here we are in 2021, and the same exact thing is continuing to exist.
Yes.
My son has ADHD, right?
Yeah.
So he's extremely intelligent.
He's brilliant. In my opinion, he's brilliant.
Brilliant young man. But the educational system is so skewed to teaching one style of student that he suffers and falls behind.
Because you can tell it bores the shit out of him.
Yeah.
You can just tell. But like we were trying to teach him something one day. It was measuring.
Yeah.
You were baking. He was baking a cake or making a pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And so you had measures out.
Uh-huh.
And you're trying to get him to do the math to do it. And you said, okay, what's this, this, and this? And he was just like, what? What?
Yeah.
What? So what did we do? We put it in a song, and he knew it instantly.
Right away, man.
Yeah. He remembered that like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And it's just we learn wrong. And I think the educational...
We teach wrong.
We teach wrong.
Yeah.
The educational system needs to look at themselves,
right?
About who they are, what we think they are, and who they think I am.
Yeah.
They need to apply that principle to themselves and take a hard look.
But you know what you need to do for that?
What?
Is give these teachers a fucking living wage.
Yeah.
They don't get paid shit. And they have probably one of the most important jobs in this country. And they don't get paid anything.
Yeah.
And it's just fucked up.
Yeah. And they have probably the hardest job.
Yeah.
And my personal opinion is that the educational system needs to be reworked so that we teach financial responsibility.
When did we get so fucking serious on this podcast? What's going on?
I don't fucking know, man. Wait. I got to get this off my chest.
Say it.
And you can apply yours as well. But we need to teach financial responsibility.
Uh-huh.
We need to teach respect. We need to teach how to do basic things around the home.
Emotional intelligence.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We need to start and get away from all this memorization of, you know, who was the 17th president of the United
States. Who cares?
Who gives a shit? And that's what Google is for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we had to learn that shit when we were kids because we didn't have those resources.
Right.
Now they do. So why are we wasting our time with that crap?
It makes no sense whatsoever.
And that's, they can, pretty much any math problem, they can get done on the computer.
Right.
You know, there's all these things that they can get done. But you're right in that we're taught how to study.
When was the last time you sat down and did division by hand?
Vision?
Vision.
Oh, division.
Yeah. Now think about it.
I don't.
Yeah, or had to do a calculus problem longhanded. We don't do that. That's
no.
But we're great at writing spreadsheets.
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah.
And those things rock out, and that's what we do.
So let's learn that.
My daughter came home the other day, and she's writing something in cursive, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Right.
What is
right.
What was last
first, time? Nobody writes anymore.
Nobody writes
except
anymore.
A check.
Yeah,
and nobody really writes checks anymore. Hardly ever. Yeah.
No. It's crazy. We have to end this podcast. We're like way over.
Oh, geez. We're 4 minutes over. I'm so sorry, folks.
Email bighands at sleeplessincialis.com.
That's right. Sleeplessincialis, one stupid word on Facebook.
Thank you very
and
much.
What about
Tickety Talk.
Yeah.
Sleepless in Cialis.
Cialis.
Cialis. Yeah, Cialias. But yes. I'm trying to fix it. I don't know how. If anybody knows how to work TikTok, certainly reach out to us.
We got a couple of pages, and the one that's spelled wrong, we have all our shit on. The one that's spelled correctly, we have nothing. On. Yeah,
yeah. We did some videos. We got like 40,000-50,000 views on the videos.
Crazy.
Yeah. We are attractive, but at least we think we are.
He uses the word "we" loosely.
Yeah. Yes. All right, everybody, have a great day.
Thank you.
Sleep, listen, Cialis.
Enjoy.
Bye.